The president of the nation's largest higher education union is urging the State University of New York to drop its investment and performance fund, saying it would be harmful to SUNY and its state-operated campuses. United University Professions President Dr. Fred Cole says it's unfortunate that SUNY is dealing with the underfunding of the public higher education system.
By creating a system that really is akin to a Hunger Games competition for scarce dollars.
Cole contends the program, in which some $100 million is distributed among the 64 campuses, reallocates funds meant for all SUNY campuses to a select few, creating winners and losers and pitting departments, programs, and campuses against each other. According to UUP, SUNY is asking the state for $32 million more for the performance-based funding plan, which may tie state funding to specific performance metrics for SUNY campuses. The program received $18 million in the 2015-16 state budget, but the fund ballooned by $100 million when SUNY drained money from other resources.
The burden has fallen on tuition dollars to fund the university to the extent that now it's about 64% of the cost of SUNY falls on students.
UUP believes that with only 36% of SUNY's funding now coming from state coffers, the expansion of performance-based funding would be a poor use of scarce resources. SUNY spokesman Casey Vadimo provided a prepared statement in reaction to the UUP's concerns. It reads, "We are genuinely baffled by this statement from UUP. With limited funds to go around, Chancellor Zimpfer and the Board of Trustees wanted to be absolutely sure we are investing in what works. And that is what the Investment and Performance Fund is designed to do. Our campuses have embraced this process, submitting more than 200 proposals that total more than $489 million, all of which would support SUNY's ambitious completion agenda by expanding evidence-based, high-impact practices, such as educational opportunity programs, research, better advising, and more. This fund remains critical to SUNY's ability to drive completion and success for all students." Cole, who wants to see that every SUNY student has access to programs supported by tax dollars, adds that the campuses are so underfunded they have stepped up hiring adjunct professors.
We are approaching a point where one out of every three faculty members in SUNY are adjuncts. That leads to circumstances where at some campuses the numbers are very high, and that impacts the quality of the education students are getting, but also their ability to complete on time.
And there are funding concerns at private schools, too. Friday is to be a day of reckoning at the College of St. Rose in Albany. College President Carolyn Stefanko is expected to present the financially troubled school's Board of Trustees with her proposals to make deep cuts to academic programs, likely to result in faculty layoffs. Angela Ledford is a full-time professor of political science at St. Rose.
These program cuts, we're going to lose at least 30 faculty members, is my guess, and some programs will be eliminated.
Unionized adjunct faculty are set to rally Friday morning alongside students and their full-time colleagues as they continue to fight for a fair contract. They've been negotiating for 12 months with no resolution in sight. President Stefanko is tasked with making tough decisions on behalf of St. Rose. She tells News Channel 13.
Whether you're a family or an institution, you have to figure out where you are at the moment, deal with the reality, share the information, figure out the process, and right the financial ship. And that's what we're doing at the College of St. Rose.
In addition to labor problems with adjunct professors and staff cutbacks, Stefanko is dealing with cuts to benefit packages, a drop-off in admissions, and a $9 million funding shortfall. The rally to save our St. Rose is set for 9 a.m. at the administration building. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.